From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. One politician's impact on a U.S. healthcare vote. The fate of Republican efforts to overhaul U.S. healthcare policies remained in doubt on Sunday, with one key vote delayed that had been set for this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell postponed a procedural vote after Republican Senator John McCain had an operation Saturday to remove a blood clot above his left eye and announced he would remain in his home state of Arizona for a week to recover. His absence could have deprived Republicans with enough votes to even open on their plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. It was the focus of President Trump's weekly address to the nation.
When I ran for president, I made a commitment to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. I am pleased to report that we are very, very close to ending this health care nightmare. The legislation working its way through Congress provides the choice and control people want, the affordability they need, and the quality they deserve in health care.
The law was enacted by the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President Barack Obama in March of 2010. The U.S. Supreme Court has asked the state of Hawaii to respond by Tuesday at noon to a motion related to President Trump's so-called travel ban. The motion would block a judge's ruling that prevented the president's ban from being applied to grandparents of U.S. citizens and refugees being processed by resettlement agencies. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said those behind last year's failed coup in Turkey are traitors who should be beheaded. This is VOA News.